Sackett by Louis L'Amour. It wasn't as if he hadn't been warned. He got it straight, with no beating around the mesquite. "Mister," I said, "if you ain't any slicker with that pistol than you were with that bottom deal, you'd better not have at it." Trouble was, he wouldn't be content with one mistake. He had to make two. So he had at it. And they buried him out west of town where men were buried who die by the gun. And me, William Tell Sackett, who came to Uvalde a stranger and alone, I found myself a talked-about man. We Sacketts had begun carrying rifles as soon as we stood tall enough to keep both ends off the ground. When I was shy of 9, I fetched my first cougar. Caught him getting at our pigs. At 13, I nicked the scalp of a Higgins who was drawing a bead on Paul. We had us a fighting feud going on with the Higginses. Paul used to say a gun was a responsibility, not a toy. And if he ever caught any of us playing fancy with a gun, he'd have our hide off with a bullwhip. None of us ever lost any hide. A gun was to be used for hunting, or when a man had a difficulty. But only a tenderfoot fired a gun unless there was a need. At hunting time, Paul doled out the cartridges, and of an evening he would check out our game. And for every cartridge he'd given us, we had to show game or a mighty good reason for missing. Paul wasn't one to waste a bullet. He had trapped the western lands with Kit Carson and old Bill Williams and knew the value of ammunition. General Grant never counted cartridges on me, but he was a man who noticed. And one time he stopped close by when I was keeping three rebel guns out of action, picking off gunners like a possum picking hazelnuts. And he stood by, watching. "Sackett," he said finally, "how does it happen that a boy from Tennessee is fighting for the Union?"